Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I help you today?
Yes, I got a couple charges on my credit card, which I do not know an explanation for. What is Best Gadgets? What do they sell? Or
I have to get your zip code to pull your charges up to explain. What's your zip code?
76063.
Thank you for that. Can you verify your first and last name for me today?
My last name?
Your first and last.
Michael Dick, D-I-C-K is the last name.
Thank you for that information. So, Mr. Mike, I do have an account. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
4401 Meadow Breeze Court, Mansfield, Texas.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for your account to load, and I'll be able to explain. Be right with you. Okay, so when I view your account, I show that you, when I view your account, I do show you did a survey where you picked out a tackle bag, and it was shipped out on your home on July the 18th. This was a welcome gift for joining the Factory's Direct Savings Club. In the terms and the condition, it mentions if you do not wish to become one of their members, they will give you 48 to 72 hours to call and due to no call. That's why they billed you the $67.32.
What's the $67.32 for what?
It's for the membership. So the
membership
Gadgets Club.
And what?
So the Gadgets Club gave you the tackle bag for free to join their membership. But they also give you a chance to cancel the membership if you don't want to be in it within 48 to 72 hours. And this is in the terms and the conditions, like soon, right after you make your payment, you'll go back and it'll bring up all the terms and the conditions on how the gadgets work.
Wait a minute here. I signed up for the gadget, which was the $574. That I agree with, but
well, they make you pay.
I didn't see anything about a membership. I don't want to be a part of a membership of this.
Yeah, so
I thought this was just a. So how do I get this reversed?
Well, as I stated, sir, after you make your payment for your shipping and handling, you will go back and they will provide you with the terms and the conditions. If you do not agree to the terms and the conditions, they do consider it a valid charge, but the company does have options for you to get you a refund, and it'll be like a 35% refund.
No. This $67.32, I didn't see anything there on
But
this.
You're supposed to went back and looked at it, sir.
I'm supposed to what?
You're supposed to go back and look at your terms and conditions. The terms and condition tells you. You have 48 to 72 hours to call, and due to no call, that's why they billed you.
I don't think so. I don't. There was nothing in that. This was just a promotional thing for something, but it didn't indicate anything about 24 to 72 hours. I had to.
It's 48 to 72.
Okay, 48 to 72. And I saw nothing on what I signed up for that called.
Well, you may.
That.
Yeah, but it was there, sir. I mean, we have a lot of customers calling to cancel their order, so we know it's not going to be there for one customer.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the 574, but I have a big problem with this Best Gadgets because I don't even know what they are.
It's a discount membership fee. You'll get $100. They already sent out $125 voucher for you in your email. You'll go to that email for the sweepstakes, and they'll walk you through how to get your voucher.
I haven't seen any email. Let me see if I can get up an email. I didn't see any email from Best Gadgets.
Okay, well, if you didn't, I could provide you with the email so they can send out your gift card. But as far as the refunds, I can help you out with the 50%. That's the highest that I can help you with today. If not, I won't be able to refund the full amount.
Well, I'm going to go to my credit card company and then dispute it.
I'm sorry, sir. As in a dispute, sir, we do. Your credit card company will give us a call, and we will provide to them that this is not a fraudulent charge. You made these, and we will provide the terms and the conditions. So it's nothing that your credit card company can do. So
I
can offer you. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen those terms and conditions.
As I stated, sir, after you make your payment.
When I got that bag, all I got was the bag.
Yeah, so once you make your payment, sir, you do have to go back and look in your terms and the condition. That's just something that you had to do. And if you didn't do that, they consider those valid charges, but they will help you out and give you that 50% refund as a courtesy. I can help you out today with that, because just with your credit card company, they're just going to give us a call and they're just going to verify, and they're not going to be able to dispute anything.
Well, I need to see the email, because I haven't seen any email with regard to this whole thing.
Okay, well, that'll be something where you have to find where you, when you went in to do it. But we do provide the terms and the conditions, sir. I mean, that's just
where do you provide those?
When after you make your payment, when you got that tackle bag, they're going to provide you, it's going to be a list. You have to go back, and they'll provide you with the list of the terms and the condition. And the terms and condition says that
okay,
we request.
Just wait a minute. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the terms and the conditions, it says, it mentions if you do not wish to become a member of the Factory's Direct Savings Club, they do request for you to call within 48 to 72 hours. And if you do not call, you will have a recurrent charge. This is a recurrent charge up until you cancel. So you will be billed every month until you cancel.
Okay. Here's what I got. Here's all I got with his bag. It's just a receipt.
They gave it to you for free.
But
your terms and conditions are not going to be in the bag. It's not going to be in the bag.
I've got the packing slip that was in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, but it's not going to be in the bag.
There was going to be a charge for $7.95.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see it's only for $5.74,
right.
But there's nothing else in the bag.
It's not gonna come in the bag. You have to read the terms and conditions on the website after you make your payment. That's what I'm stating to you. It's not gonna be in your bag, sir.
No. Okay. I guess I'm gonna just have to dispute it through the credit card company.
I saw no email.
And I saw nothing in the terms and conditions that I was joining this.
Okay.
I mean, I've had other people that have sent me stuff like this for free. And I thought, okay, that's fine. There was no terms and conditions other than I had an option, but I never saw the terms and conditions. There was nothing sent to me. I don't even know how to get in touch with you guys.
I guess when you speak with your credit card company, we will speak with them as well and let them know the same thing. So is there anything else I can assist you with today? I did cancel your account, though, so you won't be billed for next month.
I won't be billed for what?
Next month.
I'm sorry. I still didn't understand the last word. What?
I said I did go ahead and cancel your account out, so you won't be billed for next month.
I hope not. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Well, the one thing I'm trying to find is where I get this email, because I never received an email, and you're saying that it was in the terms and conditions.
It's not like an actual website, I can give you their email and they'll provide it to you within 24 hours. So just let me know when you're ready for the email.
Well, I never got any email.
No, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the email for them to provide to you what you didn't go back and look at.
Okay. You're saying I didn't look at it.
Yeah, because I didn't look at it. It was there.
Whatever I got, I have all my emails listed, and there's nothing there for that email. What was the name of the email?
Okay, when you went to fill out to get the tackle bag, that's what you should have seen your terms and conditions at.
Okay, the bag didn't come. Well, I don't even remember how it came.
When you did this back on July the 16th, and you had
July
to fill
the
out the information. Yes, sir. You have to fill out the information. So after you put your credit card information in and finished it out, you're supposed to have been read your terms and your conditions.
Okay, I'm looking at, okay.
It's not
okay.
I mean, if you still see it, you should go back. Yeah, go back in. If you find
I have all my deleted emails as well as my regular emails, and I don't recall seeing anything about that.
But it was there. That's how you got the tackle bag.
All that said is, do you want a free tackle bag? And I said, okay. And I paid, well, I agreed to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Okay,
that
so when you did that, that is the same website where your terms and conditions was at.
Okay, let me go and look at my my deleted emails, because I guess I'm going to have to dispute this through my credit card company. But, yes, definitely cancel me out of anything in the future.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.